ومن شديد جرد معها شبك السورة See, in life, there must be a search for the truth. Vijitnyasaswa, that is a message. Generally, you make money, you need not give that kind of message. Sometimes people give that message also. Dhanam, dhanam, like that. Dhanam, agnir, dhanam, vayu, etc. That kind of messaging is necessary. People have raga and dvesha. Therefore, raga pravrittaha. The raga makes them, raga is attachment, makes them seek these things of the world. There you need not give message. Suppose a Mahatma gives message, have desires and enjoy pleasures. That kind of messaging is not very appropriate because people will do it anyway. So there was a discussion on this in Bhashya, in Kshatriya Bhashya. So people do Kamya Karmas, not because Veda mandated them. They say like that, no. People do Kamya Karmas, they are because they are attached. That's because of the raga they do Kamya Karmas, not because Veda asked them to do Kamya Karmas. So therefore, the messaging should not be for Artha Kama. Any message should be about Dharma. While acting, be careful. Don't commit a crime. Don't make a wrong, don't perform a wrong action. That is the Dharma message. And then message is for Jnana. The life is not complete with the Dharma alone. Dharma means the rituals. That in that sense the word of Dharma is used. But Dharma can mean a wider thing, like Atma Dharma, Upanishadsu. Yeah, Upanishadsu Dharmas Temayasantu, like that there is a Shanti Mantra. So Upanishadsu Dharma, that is called Atma Dharma. And therefore, Dharma is not entirely only rituals, it is a lot more than that. But as Purushartha, it is all about rituals. And therefore, people think that life is fulfilled by rituals. It is not. One can see that also. The people who perform rituals, they remain unhappy. They can never be very fulfilled in life. Therefore, the higher truth should always be sought. That is the message of the Shruti. Tat vijitnyasasva. There is a reality beyond the physical world. So, aspire to know that. Vijitnyasasva, that aspiration should have. Now they say, under Narendra Modi's government, we say aspirational India. Did you not hear that? Aspirational India. Now, can we afford a bullet train or not? That will come later. But first, let us aspire for a bullet train. We need to have a bullet. When China can have, why not we? It may take some time. That's all right. But that aspirational India is what Narendra Modi represents. Similarly, in life, a student of Vedanta is an aspirational student. He has to aspire to know the truth. That vijitnyasasva. That is the message of the Upanishads. That Brahma, that metaphysical reality. Brahma can be translated as metaphysical reality. So you have to translate it like that. Otherwise you will think that Brahma is a big guy sitting somewhere. It is the metaphysical reality underlying the physical world. Therefore, know that. That is the Shruti. Tasya cha nirnaya vakyam. Anandadhyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante.
Anandadhyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante.
Anandena jatani jivanti.
Anandena jatani jivanti.
Anandam prayantya visam vishanti.
Anandam prayantya visam vishanti.
So tat vijitnyasasva tat brahma, like that it started. So you aspire to know the truth. But then the Upanishad concludes that scheme, you know. Nirnayaka vakyam, it concludes. It doesn't say just leave it like that. So as the story goes in the Upanishad, the Bhrigu, the son of Varuna, he contemplates upon the reality. He inquires, that inquiry he conducts. So in that inquiry, first he arrives at Annam. Annam Brahmeti Vyajanat. And later he comes to the father. Father says, fine, you have thought well. Nothing wrong, you have arrived at some conclusion. The thought process is in the right direction. So the method of inquiry is Yato Vayamani Bhutani Jayate. So you are doing fine. But you have yet to continue this inquiry on similar lines. So you inquire, Annam is okay. What is it that is behind Annam? Annam is Prithivi. Annam is not necessarily food only. Annam could be in that Upanishad. It could be the physical body or it could be Virat. Virat also. Yat Pindande Tat Brahmande. Yat Brahmande Tat Pindande. There, the Annam, Brahmade, Vyajanat, etc. They are described in terms of both the personal as well as universal, Yashti as well as Samashti, like that they are described. So, the physical world, as much as the physical body, that is significant, important, but that is not the end and beginning and end of the story. There is something deeper than that. Anyontara Atma, this is also Atma, this has its glory, but Anyontara Atma, Pranamayaha. So, antaraha atma. So, when you discover that inner self, the outer self gets negated. So, that is the process. So, then pranamaya. Then prana, see, prana is life force. Prana is jadam, you should know that. Annam is jadam, pranam is jadam. Like the rail engine, it pulls a huge luggage, huge weight. And runs fast, but still it is jadam. Why jadam? The knowing. Moving is not jada or chetana. Knowing. Moving doesn't decide whether it is jada or chetana, because both move. Chetana moves, jada also moves. But the knowing is very characteristic of the chetana. And therefore, prana is jada. There is some knowing element behind that. So arrive at that. What is it that drives the prana? You see, within us there is Vijnana Shakti and Kriya Shakti. The motive power is Kriya Shakti and the power of knowing, the cognitive power is Vijnana Shakti. Both powers are there. So which is inner and which is outer? If you look at it, so, you can look at it both ways. Sometimes prana is inner and vijnana is outer. Sometimes vijnana is inner and prana is outer. If you see it both ways. It depends upon the vivaksha also, the intent. Anyway, in this context we say manaha, that mind, that thought. Manaha is thought. So, that is inner to prana. Like I move the hand. When I move the hand, it is not the physical hand which is responsible for that movement. There is a life inside that hand. That is moving the hand, not the bones and the flesh that move the hand. The life inside moves the hand. That is prana. But then there is a thought process going on which makes the life move the hand. Because I am moving the hand, it follows a thought process, right? Therefore, in a way, it is not even the life which really moves the hand. It is the thought that moves the hand. So go there. That is inner to prana. That is manomaya. But then, thought has an origin. There is a vakya, adrishtad shrutad bhavad na bhava upajayate. Bhavaha thought na upajayate. It cannot happen unless there is a samskara behind it. Samskara has to be established, that either by seeing drishta or shruta, hear. You see a thing and that gets imprinted, or you hear something and that gets imprinted. That imprint must be there. So without that imprint, thought cannot happen. therefore that buddhi, that is called buddhi, also called vijnana. Vijnana is the imprint. And so that is inner to manaha, therefore that is vijnana. And then it is the glory of the Shruti that says, see, there is a feeling of contentment or happiness within, because of which everything else functions, without which all become dead. Vijnana dies, thought dies, prana dies, and the body dies. But for that one inner reality, that is called ananda. It is called ananda. You see, a crawling creature, it is living and functioning, and it is striving to live further and function further. What is it that gives that energy, that strength, that power to this creature? There is ananda inside that creature. There is a feeling of happiness or contentment inside that creature. It is happy in its own way. That's why it gets that energy to think and then to act and even to survive as a live body. All of that comes from within ananda. You see, I tell you a story. This is from Rabindranath Tagore. A young lady, so her husband died. This widow stories, they are very popular in Bengal culture, I don't know why. So, the husband died and so she is a widow. But then the body is there and she is not crying. She is not crying. And she was stunned. And she is just sitting there, not crying at all. Now they are waiting for her to cry for a while so that the body can be taken and consumed to flames. Consumed by flames. So, but they are waiting for her to cry, she is not crying. Then, this is a poem by Rabindranath Tagore. Then all the ladies who assembled there to console her, one of the elder, to whom they console now? Whom they should console. She is not crying, you know. An elderly lady says, "Arey bhai, she should cry. You do something or the other and make her cry. She has to cry. Why? Because if she doesn't cry, she will die. If she cries, she will live." And then, so one of the, they take this advice to their heart and go near her and try to prod her. "Come on, look at that. He is no more alive. He is your dearest life partner, this and that." And somehow pull out some emotions from her heart. And may you lived with him for so many years. And he is the father of your children. Come on, you see, he is dead. Like that, they prod her. And then she bursts crying. And then the old woman says, "Now she will live. Go and give her a cup of coffee." So they bring and give her some juice or coffee, whatever. So she is, now she will survive. If she doesn't cry, she has no chance of living. So there the idea is, she cries, that the energy to cry comes from inner feeling of that ananda, that bliss is there in her, because of which she led a very happy life. And she is devoted to that happiness in life. That is somehow denied to her, apparently, and that's why she is crying. I don't know whether I could correct it well. So, when a person cries, that means the person is devoted to something which is deeper and which is its own, the person's inner truth. The person is devoted to that inner truth. And now the person fears the loss of that inner reality. That's why the person is crying. And therefore, and that is one. Did I put it the way it has to be put? Therefore, she cries means she lost something. Why it is a loss? Because with it she was happy. Without it, she may not be happy. Therefore, she is devoted to the inner happiness. because of which she cries. Therefore, that devotion to that inner happiness alone keeps people alive. Without it, people fall dead. Then you go to a hospital. The doctor says, these terminally ill patients will be there. The doctor says, whosoever wants to live, they have that intense aspiration to live. Our medicines work better on the person will live. And whereas some of them, they gave up, they don't want to live anymore. They already gave up, the medicine also doesn't work. Therefore, inside, below vijnana, or behind vijnana, there is that bliss, ananda, because of which alone all other levels are functional. And that ananda, that is Brahma. This proposition coming from the Upanishad is called the most groundbreaking proposition, most revolutionary proposition, that a living being lives not because of all other elements, not because of food and all other things, vijnana and manaha, but because of the bliss which is within. And that cannot be described. You can only signal it or point out, you cannot describe it. That ananda, that is Brahma. And there the search ends. There is no further search needed. Because the ananda is all, that is the Brahma, there is nothing more than that. You have already arrived at the ultimate reality. That's why the Shruti continues as Saisha Bhargavi Vidya Ramev Yoman Pratishthita. This is the Vidya. And this Vidya is established in that Parama Akasha, that is Chidakasha, which is the source of bliss ananda. And you see, people will be unhappy, they will be crying also. But even while crying, they strive to connect with that ananda. You know that? Suppose a person is crying bitterly. And then you take a cup of coffee and give. The person will take it. First the person tries to protest, how can I take coffee? Come on, you can take, go ahead. And so, the coffee is sipped. And therefore, after sipping the coffee, she gets connected to that inner happiness. That first moments of sipping that fresh morning coffee, that connects the person, whether he is a normal person or abnormally unhappy also, connects with that inner happiness. That connection is already there. This is an external, it provides an occasion for that connectedness. And therefore, the person now taps some energy out of that bliss inside. And then finishes the rest of the coffee and then starts crying again. Continues the crying. And when the crying continues, and then the occasion moves on, and then on the 10th day or 11th day, the lady, the widow, is already planning the next part of her life. So she tells the son, go and bring the death certificate so that we have to apply for the pension. Ananda, you know, that connectedness with ananda is there. You see, people, when Sri Krishna says, Nam Shojanti Panditaha, people say, oh, only Vedantins can be like that. Everybody can be like that. So somebody dies. Okay, we cry for a while, because we are expected to cry also, but it is also there. There is some unhappiness, there is some distress. In addition to that, we have to cry a little or more. It's only a matter of quantity. So how much to cry? Some people cry more, some people less. But ultimately, everybody is connecting to that inner ananda. Therefore, after an appropriate amount of crying is over, they will look towards the kitchen. So whether a cup of tea is being prepared or not. Somebody notices this, the look and says, just the moment the body goes, other things will be arranged. So other things will be arranged. They will be crying a lot, but once the body is burnt and the ashes are put in Ganga, they come back and will have a sumptuous lunch. Because in spite of outer appearances, in spite of outer circumstances, we are connected to that inner bliss within us. Don't call it life, because life is inferior to or subordinate to manaha, thought, which is subordinate to vijnana, and even that vijnana is subordinate to the inner bliss, and that keeps you alive. Therefore, that is the Brahma. Saisha Bhargavi Varmi Vidya. I wanted to give a perspective to you, that's why I have described it. That is not exactly entirely the path of the Adhikarana, but the Ananda, I wanted to give a perspective about it. And I wanted you to think about it. So, it is within you now. That is with you now. You should not think that we will come to Brahma later, next birth or after that birth. Suppose that Brahma, which is Ananda, is not there in you, you would not be alive even this moment, you would not be alive. You are alive and you are breathing and you are thinking and you are listening to your class, all because of that Ananda in you, which is the Brahma, which is the God. You see, we should worship that God within you. You should worship that God within you. By all means be devoted to God. Worship the God by all means. But that God is the bliss within you. That is the God. Worship that God. By all means you worship that God. So this is Vedanta class, you know. This is not some Vaikhanasa Agama class. Where you have to put one vigraham. And then do all this service, that service. This is not that, this is Vedanta class. Therefore, here the worship, the God that you worship is that inner reality within you, which keeps you alive this moment. In this moment it keeps you, it is keeping you alive. You have to worship that God within you. So that is how Adivakya is concluded. There the jijnyasa should take you there. So athato brahma jijnyasa. That janmantyasya yataha means, so every life form has its origin in that ananda. And that is the brahma. And we are originating from that ananda. We are sustained by that ananda. And when the body falls, we will go back and merge in that ananda. That way we have to understand. Anyanyapi
evam jatiya
kani vakyani
nitya
shuddha buddha mukta svabhava sarvajna swarupa karana vishayani udahartavyani. So for this janmantyasya yataha, Bhashyakara says, it indicates one Vishaya Vakya taken from Taittiriya. But there are so many other Vakyas like this. This is not the only Vakya. Like for example, in Mundaka Upanishad, Yasarvajna Sarvavit Asmaretad Brahma Nama Rupa Mannanche Jayate. Like that there are Vakyas. Vijnanam Anandam Brahma. Like that there are many, many Vakyas in other Upanishads also. And evanjatiya kani, they belong to this category. Means everything is born from that reality, sustained by that, and resolves in that. That is the vakya, that kind of vakya. So you can search out the Upanishads, you will find plenty of them. So you can quote those vakyas also. Only thing is the vakyas should be connected to the Brahma karanam, Brahma jagat karanam, karana vishayani. Brahma is karana for this entire creation. And what kind of Brahma it is? So what kind of Brahma it is? The Karana Brahma, Sarvajna Swarupa. That is what it is. That is Swarupa. Its Swarupa is Sarvajna. Sarvajna means, of course you can say Sarvajnanati, because Sarvam is created by Brahma. Therefore Brahma Sarvajnanati. Whatever is created by Brahma, the Brahma must be knowing it, right? Suppose the pot-maker made all these pots and other things, he must be knowing all of that, you know. Without knowing all of that, how will he create all those things? So that kind of an argument is a well-known argument. But then sarvajnaha can also be sarvaschasau jnyascha sarvajnaha. You see, Ishvara is a sarva shakti, we say. Sarvajna, sarvam janati, sarva shakti asmin asti. So sarva shakti, what is this shakti? What is the power of Ishvara? So you don't, shakti means immediately that the T is a strilinga, therefore tamratudan to a woman and all that. All that is not necessary. That kind of a thing is not necessary. So in everything you bring the woman, man, man, woman, then the whole thing about God becomes, it all comes into doing marriages, we get married and gods get married. There it ends. And that kind of a movement is unnecessary. So, you see at one time, 1905 in Bhadrachalam in Andhra Pradesh, on Sri Rama Navami day, they used to do Ramam Vratam. There is a Ramam Vrata in Vrata Kalpa. The Vrata Kalpa is there. All Vratas are given there. In that, Ramam Vratam is also there. You worship Rama as a vow. With a certain set of austerities, you worship Ramam Vratam. But then somebody shifted from Ramam Vratam to Rama Kalyanam. Vratam is it's an austerity. You worship Rama and then you do the Pam Rama Nama, the Pam this and that. Some procedure is there. You do that. That is an austerity. A Kalyanam kya hai? We are all a marriage party. And God is getting married. So we are all marriage party. And marriage party means you need not follow any vows and all that. You wear new dress and have some good food and all that. And some juice, whatever. And then God is getting married, you clap and all that. That is how it has become. So, all that is a direction. It is totally in a different direction. You need not to do all that. So, sarvam janati, sarva shakti. Sarva shakti is bahuti. Sarvam shakti, yasmintat, sarva shakti brahma. So, what is this sarva shakti? So you need not pull it in the direction of marriage and rituals and all that. Not necessary. You can keep it as my father used to tell me. He was very traditional, but he used to tell me. Why they took it in that direction? Very unfortunate like that. Unnecessary, not unfortunate. It doesn't inspire anybody. You know? Suppose you go to a marriage ritual. What inspiration you get out of it? You eat well and come out of it, so you don't get any inspiration. Therefore, repeat the same thing with God also. That is not the way. Then what is sarva shakti? Sarva shakti is a sarva bhavana samarthyam. That is the sarva shakti. You see, you look at the panchabhutas, first reduce the entire universe into panchabhutas. Prithivitya, Vayu, Akasha. This is called reductionism. So reduced to 5. Now what you have, only 5 bhutas are there, nothing else. That is the model. So now you don't have mountains, rivers, roads, cars, people, all these things you don't have. What you have is 5 elements. That includes the element, the bodies of the people also, or the bodies, mind also is included. Entire material world is covered now, both gross as well as subtle. Now the 5 bhutas. What are they? So you look at them. So the sat, sat is the being. Sat is the being. Sadekameva, somyadamakra asit, you know, chandogya. So sat is the being, absolute. Absolute mane, dimensionless, timeless, and so that is the being. That being, boundless itattha, that is the Brahma, also called Sat. That being, it is now in the form of space around us. That being is in the form of space. That you contemplate upon that. And then suddenly, I'm contemplating, oh, this is all the being. The space is the being. This is how it is described, akasha shariram brahma. The space seems to be like the body of the God. That is the meaning of Digambaraha also. Digambaraha. Shiva is Digambara. Shiva is Digambara means it's not that an elderly person is going without clothes on the road. that is not Shiva. That way you take, then there is no beauty in it. So Shiva is Digambara, means Vikara. This is the Virat. This is the Shiva. Brahmanda is the Shiva. And if Brahmanda is the Shiva, you visualize what would be his upper cloth? Space. Dik is a space. So, you see, this is the cloth, you see, left to right, front to back, four quarters. That is the space. That is Shiva. Digambara. You should visualize like that, you know. So, that's why these people, they keep Shivapuranam Pravachanam is going. Shivapuranam is not really needed to be Pravachanam, because one can read it and be done with it. But Pravachanam, because speaks the quality of Pravachanam also. And then you keep one Shiva standing there. What Shiva, some unemployed guy you catch hold of, who need not go to office next day, catch hold of him and make him stand there. At a lower level, this person is sitting higher, and he will be standing there. And with a trident in his hand, made of
bamboo
and some chili there. And he will be standing. And he will have some rubber snake in his neck. Why all that? That kind of thing, and he will be standing there. So, that is very unfortunate. You should not degenerate the Puranas to that level. And somebody takes a picture on that. Then we all should go on down, we have to do dharma. Yes, hatha of sentiments. Who has hatha of sentiments? We have destroyed our sentiments by putting these things. And somebody else need not hatha. We are hurting ourselves as badly as possible. Anyway, so Shiva is a Digambara, you have to visualize like that. Shiva is the Brahmanda, and the space is his body, Akasha Shariram Brahma. So that Sat has manifested, or it appears as Akasha. You can say manifest also, not wrong, but you should properly understand. You should not think it is some parinama and all that. Then suddenly, a gust of wind hits me in the face, very cool wind. Oh, this is, I never thought that there is something called like that. Because you don't see it, but it is there very much. You cannot ignore its presence. That is Vayu. Vayu is also Sat, the presence. A presence that you cannot ignore because it hits you in the face. That is the Sat. Let us call it Vayu. Akasha doesn't hit you in the face, whereas this Sat hits you in the face. And there is another Sat which is flowing, that is Apaha. And there is another Sat which makes you feel very uncomfortable with the heat. Entire universe is filled with heat. The thermal content of the universe, called enthalpy, that is also that Sat only. The Sat alone manifests as enthalpy, the heat content of the universe. And that alone manifests as the solid matter. It manifests as the liquid and fluid, the waters, and also the solid matter. The same thing. It is the same Sat. So, now that Sat has the power to become Akasha, to become means in that sense, not really becoming. In the apparitional sense, becoming Vayu, and Apaha, Agni, Apaha, and Prithivi. That power to become the five, one becoming the five. Like one gold becoming so many ornaments. Suppose gold is like stone, very brittle. Will it become the ornaments? No. Gold has that special quality called malleable and ductile. You can make it into plates, you can draw it into wires. That is its nature. That's why you can make all kinds of ornaments with gold. Because that power is there in the gold. You cannot say the same thing with a piece of stone. Though both are matter, still this power is with gold. Similarly, that Brahma has the power to become all. That is the Sarva Shakti. Sarva Bhavana Samarthyam. Sarva Shakti Mane Sarva Bhavana. Bhavana is not building. To become. Bhavana is Bhu Dhatu, you know. So Yud Bhavarthe Bhavana. So to become the fire, to become all. That is the Panchamukha of Shiva. Sadhyo Jataya Vainam Unumaha. Sadhyo Jata Mukhaya Swaha. Then Ishara Mukha. Like that, there are five. So, unless you say the entire mantra, the sequence won't come. That is Aghora, Aghora Mukha. Sadhyo Jata, Aghora, Ishana, and the two more. Vamadeva. And the Vamadeva Yanamo, Jyeshtha Yanamo, Shyeshtha Yanamo. The entire thing you have to say, then only the Yeshkara will come. So these are the five faces of Ishvara, Shiva, the five elements. And all this is there in Sutta Samhita. All this is presented in Sutta Samhita. So my book is there in Sutta Samhita in Telugu. For those of you who want to look at some of these things, can pick up that book which is in Telugu, so with a commentary and all that. And therefore, that is the Sarva Shakti. Sarva Shakti goes with Sarvajna. Sarvajna means Sarvashchasam Jnashcha. He has the Sarva Shakti to become everything, and also he is Jnanaswarupa. Jnanaswarupa means, you see, what is Jnanaswarupa? You see, the world is there. The world is, it is Indriya-bhasya, okay? It is known to the sense organs. And so Shabda-jnana, Rupa-jnana, etc. But then the Shabda-jnana, it generates a feeling of sukha and dukkha in the mind. That sukha and dukkha are known. Known to whom? Known to Sakshi, Sakshi-bhasya. Therefore, the Shraddha, Sparsha, etc., the entire world is known to the mind, and the mind is the cognitive entity, cognizing entity. Mind is the knower, Jnata is mind only. So when you say Jnata, in one way it is the mind only. Ahamurti is also Murti, the part of the mind. Therefore, the mind, everything, whole world is known to Manaha. But then Manasaha, Sukham Dukham, mind has all kinds of states, Sukha Dukha, etc. They are known to whom? Sakshi. The Sakshi is not the person. Person is also part of the mind only. So the impersonal awareness, that is the Sakshi. But then, what is Sakshi? Sakshi knows Manaha and everything, and also knows itself. What is Sakshi? You cannot say, Sakshi is known to something else. You cannot say that. You can only say, Sakshi, hai. Sakshi, is. And everything shines in the light of that Sakshi. In the light of the Sakshi, the mind shines. And when the mind is suffused with all that light of the Sakshi, in that light, the whole universe shines. Therefore, that is the light, that light of awareness in which the mind and its various states come to light, and in which, through the mind, under the sense organs, the entire universe comes to light. That light of the Sakshi, that light which is the Sakshi, that is called Jnaha. Satyam Jnana Anantam, that is the Jnana. Jyaptihi. That's why this word Jnanam has to be cautiously employed. Otherwise, you will make a mistake. What is the mistake, you know? Anyway, that is a big discussion. So I will be diverting like that, and the topic remains where it is. So that is how you have to understand what is jnana. Jnana is not your mechanical process of knowing. Hum atma ko jaan lenge, aisa nahi hai. It is not like that. It is not, you know everything else like that, similarly you will know Atma also. You are not going to know Atma. The mechanical process of knowing is not going to help. That's why it is said, yasya matam dasya matam, matam yasya na vedasaha. Matam yasya mane, hum Atma ko jaan lenge, that is the matam yasya na vedasaha. Wo jaanta nahi hai, aisa bolta hai, kyunki वो नहीं जानता है, तो इसका जानकार नहीं है इसको, बस वो ऐसा बोलते रहते हैं, ऐसा बकवास बोलते हैं, so therefore, Atma, you are not going to know Atma. It is Jnana Swarupa. Everything is known in it. Shruti says, Vijnataramare Kena Vijaniyat. That is our Shruti. You know how it is translated? Are, tumko dimag hai ya nahi? Jo sab kuch janta hai, isko kaise janoge? That is the Vakya. Vijnataramare Kena Vijaniyat. Akshepa. Dimag hai, nahi hai kya? Isko kaise janoge? You are not going to know that reality. And so, therefore, I know and I will know. As long as you follow that I know mechanism, it won't work. Therefore, sarvajnaha. And it is nitya shuddha buddha mukta. See, you have to come out of some of these notions, that tapa punya, that they don't apply to Atma, which is Brahma. Okay, then let us go and do papa. That is not the idea. You neither do papa nor do punya. So you should come out of this papa punya mode. So people are very busy acquiring more and more punya. They're busy. So when you are busy with acquiring punya, then you go ahead and acquire punya. This is not for you. Here you rise above punya and papa. Na karmana vardhate no kariya. You don't tell this to anybody. Because somebody goes to Ganga and he is taking bath to acquire punya. You go and tell him, na karmana vardhate no kariya. Then why is he doing affairs? So much struggle, why is he going through? So let him go through his struggle, he will get his punya. But Atmanjana is not for him. Therefore, it is nitya shuddha. You should say, aham purnaha, aham shuchihi. There is nothing impurity in me. Where is impurity? Why do you think of impurity in you? There is no impurity in you. You are the Purna Atma. You should know that. And therefore this impurity idea, you should come out of it. Nitya Shuddha. And then Nitya Buddha, Jnana Swarupa. Don't say you are Ajnani and all that. Jnana Swarupaha. No, I don't know Russian language, I don't know Japanese language. That is not the Jnana we are talking about. True, you don't know Russian language, but you know that you do not know Russian language, right? That is the jnana. That is the jnana. The jnana by which you know that Russian language is not for you, that is the jnana. That is jnana. That's why we say, not only you know, but also you know that you know. Not only you don't know, but also you know that you don't know. That is the jnana. Jyaptihi, that light. You are that light. So your jnana swarupaha, nitya swarupaha, nitya buddha, timelessly. And then nitya mukta. You are never bound. It is the mind which thinks that it is bound, and it is the mind which realizes that it is not bound. Kalpita bandha and kalpita moksha. Moksha is also kalpita. That's why na nirodho na chotpattihi. No death, no birth. Na muktir na cha sadhakaha. There is no release. Na bandhaha ityesha paramarthata. This is Mandukya. Therefore, you are that. And you are sarvajna sarvashakti. That is your swarupa. And therefore, that is the cause of this universe. That reality which is in you, from that, this universe originates. So you are sleeping. You are one with that bliss. And when you come out, the ayam emerges out of that ananda. Right? When you wake up, you come, how do you wake up? Happy, refreshed, and active, agile. That is how you wake up, having slept quite well. So you are coming out of that bliss, ananda. And therefore now you come, a very contented guy. Look at the time, 4:30, wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, good. Now 4:30, let us ride home for another 10-15 minutes. Wake up, okay, get out of that feeling of that contentment, have that contentment. Stay with it for a while, that is Brahma, you know. So just say the name Rama for a few times. Don't start all your sadhanas and all that yet. All your sadhanas means you already come down from that superior state. So say Rama Rama, that is enough. Rama is Ananda. And so, then open the eyes and so that I am. And now a world is shining in your jnanam. You should know that. In your awareness, the world is shining. Without your awareness, the poor world cannot even shine. That is the fate of this world. It goes into eternal darkness without your awareness. You are the one which makes it shine. And so you wake up, and then some daily chores will be there. You want to do them, they happen. The natural thing happens naturally. That is, they first make a cup of coffee and have it. And then if you have to do some sadhana, by all means do it. Let it happen. You need not stop anything. The mantra, japa, etc. is there. Do it. Sadhana should be proper. There should not be sadhana sankara. So proper sadhana should be there, which always inspires you to connect with that inner bliss. That sadhana should be like that. Therefore, do all that. These vakyas have to be kept in mind. It is dvitiyam janmadhyadhikaranam. Next, shastrayonitvat. So, here the sangati is a bit interesting. Sangati, you have to connect to it, no? Sangati is connection. So, janmadhyasya yataha. Yataha asya jagataha janmadhi janmasthiti bhangam. Tad Brahma, that is what it is said there. Tad Brahma is always there. How it is there? Yachadda brings in Tad Chadda. And Brahma comes from Brahma Jignasa, that Anurti, like Panini Sutras. Anurti is there in Brahma Sutra, exactly like Panini Sutras. And therefore Tad Brahma, that is Shadda. Using the words, that much is said. But if you examine those words and make a cogent sentence, one item comes out based on the artha. It is called arthakshiptam. What is that? Sarvajnam Brahma. That is arthakshiptam. It is not said by the words. Shabda vachyam na. Artha akshiptam. Yes. Brahma sarvajnam. Is it said by the Rishi in the sutra? No. But when you look at that sutra, yataha asya jagataha janmasthiti bhangam tad brahma, that is the vakya, sutra. From that, when you examine its meaning, one thing becomes very clear. From the meaning it becomes clear. What is that? Brahma sarvajnam. This akshipta, arthakshipta it is called. Shabda vachyamna arthakshiptam sarvajnam brahmanaha. That how do you know that Brahma is sarvajnam? Because shastrayonitvat, that you have to connect the sutra, which is in Panchami, because, along with because you have to connect. So there arthakshipta vakya, how it will be? Sarvajnam Brahma asya jagataha janma sthiti bhangasya karanam vadanam karanam. Arasya jagataha janmasthiti bhangam yasmad bhavati tat sarvajnam brahma bhavati brahma ityuchyate. Like that you make the sentence. And in that sentence the sarvajnyatvam is arthakshiptam. That arthakshipta sarvajnyatva has to be substantiated. Why do you bring in sarvajna? Arthakshipta. Artha means what artha? Why? Because Brahma Shastrayoni, that is the vakya. Shastrayoni tvat. Like that you have to do sangati. Good sangati. So Shastrayoni means Shastrasya Yoni. Yoni means karanam. Napumsakalinga. Brahma napumsakalinga, you know. Shastrasya karanam. That is exactly where Muttara Mimamsa Vedanta differs from Purva Mimamsa. There are a few things where Vedanta differs in a diametrically opposite way from Purva Mimamsa. Like in Purva Mimamsa, Karmana Bandhanivurti. They say like that. They have a scheme how karma makes the people Bandhanivurti. Karmana Mokshaha. Vedanta says, Karmana na mokshaha, exactly opposite it is. Jnanan mokshaha. So karmano mokshaha, they say. Jnanan mokshaha, we say. ఎన్న కర్మఫలం ఈశ్వరాత్ దట్ ఈస్ వేదాంత కర్మ దేర్ అనీశ్వరం అది బ్రహ్మనాస్తికస్ దే డోంట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ ఈశ్వర దేసే దర్ ఇస్ థింగ్ కాల్ అపూర్వ ఉచికృష్ణ సెకండ్ థర్డ్ ఈశ్వర ఈశ్వర హ్యాస్ టు బి వ్యాలిడేటెడ్ బై వేద ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ఆపోజిట్ హియర్ హియర్ ద సూత్రకార వ్యాలిడేట్స్ వేద బై ఈశ్వర ఈశ్వర ఇస్ ది ఆరిజిన్ ఆఫ్ ది వేద నౌ హూ ఈజ్ వ్యాలిడేటింగ్ హూ ఈశ్వర ఇస్ వ్యాలిడేటింగ్ వేద వెరాజ్ దేస్ we consider Ishvara only when Veda talks about it. Veda has to validate it. So Ishvara, then fourth, Shabdam Nityam for Mimamsakas, Shabdam Nityam for Vedantins, Ishvara Harityaha, not Shabdam. Shabdam is Harityam only. Ishvara Harityaha. Like this, fundamental difference between Mimamsa, Purva Mimamsa and Uttara Mimamsa. And one such example where the Uttara Mimamsa fundamentally differs from Purva Mimamsa is this sutra. Shastra Yoni, Shastrasya Yoni. You say this before the Purva Mimamsaka. Shastrasya Yoni. You say, he won't like it. He will want it Bahumrihi. Shastram Yoni Yasya. That, like that he will make it Bahumrihi. It is like Rameshwaram. This Rameshwaram is there, you know. So Rameshwaram is Shiva temple, you know. So the Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Shiva verses. Vaishnavas say, this Shiva, Ramaha Ishwaraha Yasya Saha. Shiva worshipped Rama. How do you know Shiva worshipped Rama? Did you not hear? So Rame Rame Manorame. That is what Shiva tells to Parvati. He was just then came. Before 5 minutes back only, Shiva told Parvati, I overheard it when he came here and I am telling you. Like that they talk. So some made up verse, which is not even grammatically correct. So yeah, Sahasranama Tatulyam is wrong. It doesn't fit there. So that verse they quote as a Pramana. What is the Pramana now? Ramaha Ishwaraha Yasya Saha. The one to whom Rama is the God. Means Shiva who worshipped God is Chartha. Then you ask Shaivas. They say Ramasya Ishwaraha. Ramasya Ishwaraha. Rama worshipped Shiva. And then he got that Setu Bandha and all that. Here Rama worshipped Shiva. Like that these people say. Valmiki doesn't know any of these things. Poor Valmiki, he doesn't know any of these things. He is a poet. He goes in his direction. So, then one Mahatma said, it need not be Karmadharaya, it need not be Tatpurusha, it need not be Bahudihi, let us make it Karmadharaya. Ramaschasam Ishvarascha. This is Rama and this is Shiva. Like that. Anyway, so the Shastra Yoni is like that. You want to put Veda upper and Ishvara below. Shastram Yoni, yes, 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 that. Brahma below and Shastra, Veda is above. But Brahma evolved Shastra Veda below, then Shashti Tatpurusha, Shastrasya Yoni. Shankara follows the Shashti Tatpurusha first. And then he doesn't ignore the Bahurihi, he mentions the Bahurihi also later. First he follows Shashti Tatpurusha, thereby breaking a new ground against the basic tenets of Mimamsa, Karma Mimamsa, that is how he does. So, Sangati now. Jagat Karanatva Pradarshanena
Jagat Karanatva Pradarshanena
Sarvajnam Brahmeti
Sarvajnam Brahmeti
Upakshiptam
Upakshiptam
Tadeva Dradhayannaha
Tadeva Dradhayannaha
Shastrayonitva
Shastrayonitva
That is the Sangati. So, when you say Brahma Sarva, Brahma Jagat Karanam, in presenting Brahma as the Jagat Karana, so Jagat Karanatva Pradarshanena, Brahma Sarvajnam is Upakshiptam. Upakshiptam means implied, means Arthakshiptam. So Shabdataha na Uktam, but Arthataha Akshiptam. So unless Brahma is Sarvajnam, it cannot become Jagat Karana. This is అర్థాక్షిప్త అన్యథా ఉపపత్తి. అన్లెస్ బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ సర్వజ్ఞ ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి జగత్ కారణ, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ జగత్ కారణ, దెర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సర్వజ్ఞ అన్యథా ఉపపత్తి, అదర్వైజ్ అంటే అనబడి. సో దట్ ఈస్ ది అర్థాక్షిప్త, ఆల్వేజ్ అర్థాక్షిప్త ఈజ్ అర్థాపత్తి. ఇది మీమాంసకా సార్ అర్థాపత్తి. యు ఆస్క్ నైయాయిక వాట్ ఈస్ ది మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ప్రమాణ, ఇసేస్ అవమాన. యు ఆస్క్ వైశేషిక, ఇసేస్ ప్రత్యక్ష అనుమానం ఉంది. యు ఆస్క్ చార్వాక, ఇసే ప్రత్యక్ష. ఇప్పుడు విజ్ఞానం అనే విగోహర్ అనుమానం, దేహం మోర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఒక అనుమాన. దాన్ని ఆస్కే మీమాంసక, హీ సేస్ అర్థాపత్తి. మీమాంసక అసలు ఈజ్ అర్థాపత్తి. యు ఆస్క్ వేదాంతన్ ఇఫ్ ఈజ్ కచ్చా పచ్చా వేదాంతి, ఈ విల్ సే శబ్ద ప్రమాణ. వెరాజ్ ఇఫ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ అసలు వెరీ డీప్ రూటెడ్ వేదాంతన్ ఈ విల్ సే అప్రమాణ, అప్రమేయ. బ్రహ్మ ఇది అప్రమేయం, బ్రహ్మ ఇది నాట్ ప్రమాణకంగా. మనం శబ్ద యూ ఫర్గట్, ఐ డి నాట్ ఫర్గట్, ఐ రిమంబర్ శబ్ద. శబ్ద వాట్ శబ్ద డస్ వీ నో. సో ఇట్ ఓన్లీ నెగేట్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ నాట్ బ్రహ్మన్. సో అధ్యారోపిత సర్వ ధర్మ నిరాసన నిరసనమేవ శబ్దైన కర్తవ్యం. దెర్ఫోర్ శబ్ద ఇస్ ప్రమాణ ఇన్ దట్ సెన్స్. ఇన్ ఎ నెగిటివ్ సెన్స్ ప్లీజ్ ప్రమాణ, వీ అప్రిషియేట్ దాట్. నాట్ ఇన్ ఎ పాజిటివ్ సెన్స్. వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఎ పాజిటివ్ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ మేయ, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ప్రమాణ గోచరం. So this is, these are some of the differences between various philosophers. Anyway, so sarvajnam brahma ita arthakshiptam means arthapatti gamyam. Now that is being strengthened, dradhayam aha, dradhayam means drudham purvam, making it strong. So he is supporting that artha, otherwise it just remains as arthakshiptam only, a kind of implied meaning only. It is implied there, but not, no more implied. It is made very firm. So, Shastra Yodhitva Aditi. Bhashyakara will explain everything. So, what is the Vishaya Vakya? Shastra is Shasanat Shastram, Shamsanat Shastram. Veda, Shastram Nama, Veda. Natyata Shastra, Mimamsa Shastra, Natyata Shastra. So, సంగీత శాస్త్ర, యూ డోంట్ గో టు ఆల్ దట్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ఏ శాస్త్ర. అశ్వశాస్త్ర, గజ శాస్త్ర, దేర్ ఆర్ సచ్ శాస్త్రస్, యూనో హౌ టు ట్రైన్ హార్సెస్, అశ్వశాస్త్రం. హౌ టు టేమ్ ఎలిఫెంట్స్, వీ నాట్ టేమ్ ఎలిఫెంట్స్, పూర్ ఎలిఫెంట్స్, వై షుడ్ వీ టేమ్ దెమ్, బట్ దెన్ వీ హౌ టు టేమ్ దెమ్ ఫర్ అవర్ పర్పస్. ది కింగ్స్ ఎట్సెట్రా యూస్ టు టేమ్ దెమ్ ఫర్ బ్యాటిల్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. దెన్ ఫోర్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ శాస్త్ర అబౌట్ ఇట్. So we don't go into all those shastras. They are all not real shastras. In this context, there is only one shastra. That is Vedaha. So how Veda is shastram? Shasanat shastram in Karmakanda, it mandates. Therefore shastra, within Anishedha, it mandates and it prohibits. Therefore it is shastram. And in Jnanakanda, it teaches. Shamsanat shastram, it points out the truth. Therefore, it is called Shastra, okay? So that Shastra means Vedaha. So now here, you have to find out a Vishaya Vakya in Upanishads, which talks about Veda. That becomes Vishaya Vakya Vartis Sutra, okay? It's a bit Dura Suchitam, not direct Suchitam, but Dura Suchitam. Directly, the word Shastra, like in Dharmatyasya Yataha, the word Yataha is there in the Shruti Vishaya Vakya. Directly you can connect it. Here it is not so. Here it is a bit distant Suchana. What is the Shastra? Asya Mahato Bhutasya Nishvasita Metat Yadrugvedo Yadrugveda Samavedo Yadarvangirasaha. That is the Vakya. Bhuta is Bhutam Brahma. Bhutam Brahma. So, bhavyam karma, bhotam brahma. We have seen in the Bhashya. What is to happen yet, what is to be created is karma. What is ever present is brahma. That is the bhotam. Bhotam sarvakalika nishtha prichaya. తప్రచయమైన నిష్ఠ సార్వకాలిక జనరల్లీ నిష్ఠ కమ్స్ ఇన్ భూతకాల కర్మణి కర్మణి రైట్ తక్తవతు నిష్ఠ ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ భూతకాల భూతకాల బట్ హియర్ సార్వకాలిక నిష్ఠ పంచభూతాన్ని ఇచ్చత్ర భవంతేది భూతాన్ని బట్ నిష్ఠాప్రచయం సార్వకాలిక నాట్ భూతకాలిక దాని డిఫరెన్స్ సో భూతం మీన్స్ నిత్య సిద్ధం ఇచ్చర్థ అది బ్రహ్మ సో అస్య మహతో భూత అస్య మీన్స్ అయమాత్మా బ్రహ్మ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అస్య ఆర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ బట్ బ్రహ్మ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ది వాక్యాస్ ఈస్ అస్య భూతస్య అస్య బ్రహ్మణ దిస్ బ్రహ్మ నిత్య సిద్ధం ఎవర్ ప్రెసెంట్ హౌ బిగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మహతః ఇట్ ఈస్ బౌండ్లెస్ సో అస్య మహతో భూతస్య అండ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ చేతనం బ్రహ్మ లైక్ సో నిశ్వసితం మీ ఏతత్ నిశ్వసితం ఏతత్ దిస్ దిస్ ఇట్ విల్ బి ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ లేటర్ దిస్ ఈజ్ లైక్ నిశ్వసితం టుడే ఈవినింగ్ నో క్లాస్ దట్స్ వై ఐఎమ్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ ది ప్రెసెంట్ క్లాస్ ఓకే ఐ విల్ కంటిన్యూ ఫర్ అదర్ 10 minutes అండ్ లీవ్ ఇట్ నిశ్వసితం మానే సో ది బ్రీదింగ్ ఇన్ అండ్ అవుట్ బ్రీదింగ్ మీన్స్ బ్రీదింగ్ మీన్స్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ దట్ బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ సిట్టింగ్ సమ్వేర్ అండ్ డూయింగ్ ప్రాణాయామ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద ఐడియా నిశ్వసితమివ మీన్స్ అనాయాసేన జన్యం సో టు బ్రీద్ హౌ మచ్ ఎఫర్ట్ యూ నీడ్ యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ ఎనీ ఎఫర్ట్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ వితౌట్ యువర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆల్సో బ్రీదింగ్ హ్యాపన్స్ లైక్ లీలా దిస్ లీలా ఐసా హీ హోతా రహతా హై సో లైక్ దట్ దిస్ ఫోర్ వేదాస్ హ్యావ్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మ వాట్ ఆర్ ఏతత్ దిస్ దిస్ మీన్స్ వాట్ యత్ ఏతత్ యత్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ యజుర్వేద ఋగ్వేద సామవేద అథర్వాంగిరస సో అథర్వాంగిరస మీన్స్ అథర్వణ వేద ఇస్ అథర్వణ వేద హ్యాస్ టూ ఋషీస్ అథర్వ ఋషి అండ్ అంగిరస ఋషి లైక్ దట్ దిస్ దేర్ఫోర్ దట్ ఈస్ ది అథర్వణ వేద ఓకే అథర్వణ ఏవ అథర్వ థర్వశ్చలతి కర్మ లైక్ నిరుక్తకార సో నవిద్యతే చలనం ఎస్ సహ అథర్వ అథర్వ అథర్వణ ఆల్ ది శబ్దాస్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఆల్టర్ అథర్వ అథర్వణ లైక్ విషణ లైక్ దట్ సమ్ లైక్ దట్ సమ్ శబ్దాస్ సో ఇట్ ఇస్ ది అథర్వణ వేద దీస్ ఫోర్ వేదాస్ ఆర్ లైక్ లీలా ఫర్ దట్ పరమాత్మ పరబ్రహ్మ లీలా means it's a plaything. Vedas are a plaything, nothing much. So, that is the Vishaya Vakya. Okay, that Vakya we have to discuss in this sutra. Okay. Mahataha Rigvedadehe Shastrasya. So already he started with the explanation of the Vishaya Vakya. Though he did not say it, no need to say, you can infer it. The moment he says, Mahataha Shastrasya, etc. So, big thing it is, Shastra. And it begins with Rigveda. So, what is the greatness? Granthataha Arthatashtya Mahatvam. It is big in its size as well as in its quality. That is Ratra Prabhakara. And so, why you are under that Shastra, he is explaining with many Visheshanas. Why Visheshanas from the Shastra? The discussion is about Brahma, you know. When Shastra is glorified, then Brahma gets glorified. Because this great Shastra has originated from Brahma. You see, in the Janmadhyasya Sutra, Rupo, Brahmanaha Rupotpatti. ఇన్ శాస్త్రయోనిత్వాత్ సూత్ర బ్రహ్మణ నామోత్పత్తి బికాస్ ఇన్ ఛాందోగ్య సో నారద వాజ్ ఆస్క్డ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ యూ హ్యావ్ స్టడీడ్ హీ గివ్స్ ఎ లిస్ట్ ఋగ్వేద యజుర్వేద సామవేద ఉదయర్వణ లైక్ విద్యాస్థానాన్ని ఆల్సో హీ గివ్స్ ఆల్ ది లిస్ట్ హీ గివ్స్ దెన్ ద సనత్ కుమార్ సేస్ నామై వైతత్ ఆల్ దిస్ లిస్ట్ విచ్ యూ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ ఈజ్ నామ సీ A person was asked, what do you know? I know entire astrology. And what else you know? Entire astronomy I know. What else you know? I know homeopathy. What else? Allopathy I know. So like that he knows a dozen things. Okay, great. Do you know yourself? That I know. So it is a big lopam, you know, big lacuna. That you know so many things, but you don't know yourself. So anyway, that Brahma, which is Atma, is the origin of all this knowledge. So we all study so many things without ever knowing our own Atma. So then all these things that we have studied without knowing the Atma, they are nothing but Nama, Nama Ivaitati. Therefore, Namotpatti, all Nama came from Brahma, all Rupa came from Brahma, Dhamma Chisvetaha, Shastra Yuritva. That Shastrasya Visheshanani, what are they? Aneka Vidya Sthana, Upagruhitasya. This is our, you may say that. Aneka Vidya Sthana, Upagruhitasya.
Aneka Vidya Sthana, Upagruhitasya.
Pradipavat, Sarvarthavadyotinaha. Sarvajna Kalpasya.
Sarvajna Kalpasya.
Yonihi Karanam Brahma.
Yonihi Karanam Brahma.
So for that Rigveda etc. Shastra is there. It is, already it is big. It is further expanded, Upabrahmahitasya, further expanded by Vidya, Aneka Vidyasthana. So, Aneka Vidyasthana, Dasa Vidyasthana. Vidyasthana means, to know, Vidya is knowing the meaning of Veda. Sthana is Hetu. Those branches of knowledge which help you to know the meaning of Veda well, they are called Vidyasthanani. What are they? They are 10 in number. You know what are they? So, Shiksha, Kalpa, Vyakarana, Nirukta, Chando, Jyotisha. That is the 6 angas. While saying the angas, please let me make one thing clear. Jyotisha is not astrology. It is astronomy. That is the Vedanga. Therefore, some of these people say Jyotisham is Vedanga. It is not. Jyotisham is not Vedanga. It is what it is. Whereas astronomy is Vedanga. Varahamihira is not an astrologer. He is an astronomer. And the eclipse calculation, etc., that is not astrology. That is astronomy. That is taken from astronomers by astrologers. That is different. To that extent, they are great. But it is astronomy. So Jyotisha is Vedanga Jyotisha. You should not forget that. Otherwise, what happens? The Jyotisha people, they will say ours is Vedanga. Everybody says ours is Vedanga. They want to connect to Veda. Buddha did not connect to Veda. Buddha said, I am not connecting to Veda. What I have realized, I am saying. Then they said, the Indians said, you know, you get out. We don't want you. So Buddha was the throw out. If only Buddha said that, what Veda said, I have said, then Buddha would have been here very much. That is how Veda is very important in India. Therefore, everybody connects to Veda. That's why nowadays these fellows, our Christian missionary friends, they say Christ Veda. They also connect to Veda. Some of them were advised by our friends, hey, you connect it to Veda, then it will flourish better. That's why Christ Veda. Bible Vedaha. Bible Vedaha.
Christopanishad.
And also in Kakinada one day I was going, they are doing bhajan. Our friends do bhajan, you know, with symbols and all that. They are doing bhajan. And the bhajan is Krishna Narayana, Krishna Narayana. So Narayana Namaskaram is good, you know. Though it is coupled with Christ, but Narayana is great. Swami Sanat say Narayana, Narayana. And they are also doing Narayana Namaskaram. God bless them. So they need not put that Christ and Narayana. They say Narayana. If Christ hears, he would advise, drop Christ. You say Narayana. So, anyway, these are the 10. 6 Kalpa, Vyakarana, etc. And 4 more you have to put there, you know. Purana. Purana is not every Purana. Okay? Some standard Puranas. Shall I tell you what are the standard? Linga Puranam is standard. Shiva Puranam is authentic, not at all authentic. Shiva Puranam has came later, it is not authentic. Linga Puranam is a standard. Vishnu Puranam standard. Matsya Puranam standard. Markandeya Purana standard. దెన్ భవిష్య పురాణ పార్ట్లీ స్టాండర్డ్ పార్ట్లీ నాట్. గరుడ పురాణ 1/3 స్టాండర్డ్, రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ యాడెడ్ లెటర్. సో లైక్ దాట్. పద్మ ఇస్ ఆల్ ఎడిషన్స్, ప్లెంటీ ఆఫ్ ఎడిషన్స్. బ్రహ్మవేదత్త ఇస్ ఆల్సో లైక్ దాట్. సో వాట్ ఎవర్ లిటిల్ ఐ హ్యావ్ నోన్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ది స్టాండర్డ్ పురాణాస్, పార్ట్లీ, ఓన్లీ పార్ట్లీ, 1/3 ఇస్ స్టాండర్డ్, రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ యాడెడ్. భాగవతం మే నాట్ బి ఎ పురాణ, విల్ నాట్ బి కౌంటెడ్ యాజ్ ఎ పురాణ. సమ్ పీపుల్ కౌంట్ ఇట్, సమ్ పీపుల్ డోంట్ కౌంట్ ఇట్. యూ ఫాలో విచ్ ఎవర్ యూ లైక్. దేవి భాగవతం దే కౌంట్, దే డోంట్ కౌంట్ భాగవతం. భాగవతం ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పురాణ, ఇట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ సంహిత. పీపుల్ కాల్ లైక్ దాట్. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ సేయింగ్ అబౌట్ మై సెల్ఫ్. Some people call it Purana, some people don't call it Purana. It's an academic thing it is, where your sentiments and emotions are not the point, you know. Academically speaking, there are two schools of thought.
And what are the closest to Vedanta philosophy?
Bhagavatam. Among all Puranas, Bhagavatam comes closest to Vedanta. Even Purana has a lot of Vedanta in it, but Bhagavatam has plenty of Vedanta in it.
And Devi Bhagavatam?
Devi Bhagavatam is not that much Vedantic. They count Devi Bhagavatam in the Puranas. Some. But some count Srimad Bhagavatam. You need only 18, you know. And then Shiva Purana is not counted. Vayu Purana is counted. That is how 18 it becomes. The other things will be there. It is like Dashavatara. In Dashavataras, there are four schools are there. Rama, Ramashtya, Ramashtya. All the three are counted in Dashavatara. Parashurama, Shri Rama and Balarama. Then you have to drop at least a few avataras to make it 10. Otherwise it will become 15. So like that, there are different schools. So Purana. Then Nyaya. Nyaya, this Prachina Nyaya must be taken into account. Prachina Nyaya. Like Gautama has written sutras. And then Prashasta Pada Bhashyam. Like that, otherwise the Vaisheshika, Kanada is the Sutrakara. That kind of Nyaya, not the Navyan Nyayam. Navyan Nyayam you cannot put it in as a Vijayasthana. But then Navyan Nyaya has its origin from Prachena Nyaya also. Then Mimamsa is Purva Mimamsa. And Dharma Shastrani. That is because Nityakarma etc. has to be settled, you know. Because Vedanta is studied by Grahasthas. Therefore Nityakarma etc. they should know. Therefore Dharma Shastra, that is Manu Dharma Shastra or Parashara Smurti etc. All these are Vidyasthana. And so Veda has been enhanced, the scope of the Veda has been enhanced by these 10 Vidyasthanas. And this Veda is like a big lamp. Pratipavati, I have come to completing it. Big lamp, like you see that lamp in the center of the room, hall. It is illuminating everything. Like this Veda illuminates the whole world and the human existence, the human life, everything it illuminates. The Haloka, Paraloka, and also Brahma also it illuminates. And it is not Sarvajnam, it is Sarvajna Kalpa. That's why they don't like, Mimamsakas don't like this. Because Sarvajna Kalpa is said, you know, Kalpa is Una, a little less. Therefore, Sarvajna Brahma, Veda is almost like Sarvajna, not exactly Sarvajna. You cannot have two Sarvajnas. So, Brahma Sarvajna, and this Sarvajna Kalpa, Veda, so similar to Sarvajna, almost to Sarvajna, has originated from that Brahma. Therefore, Brahma is really Sarvajna, Yonihi Karanam. బ్రహ్మ పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణముదశ్యే పూర్ణస్ పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవాశిష్యే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.